Okay, we're about to get ready for our next presentation. You said that? Okay. I'm going to give you a short introduction to a really talented lawyer. This is Charles Hosey. When I first met him a day or two ago, he said, well, my name sounds familiar maybe because my dad's an energy lawyer. And then I realized his dad, Peter Hosey, is a longtime energy lawyer. And Charles is with Frost Bank in San Antonio. He has done a lot of oil and gas work, got a lot of water-related work. And he was in the Army for maybe 18 years?
8 years.
Eight years, oh.
Seemed like 18, though.
Well, 8 years. Received a Bronze Star when he was in Afghanistan, and has been as good a lawyer as he was an Army officer, I think. So I'm going to turn it over to him. He's going to talk about something that I didn't really know. I didn't even know what it meant, pore space, geothermal energy, and pore space rights. So we're all going to learn something this afternoon.
Thank you. All right. It's on. My name is Charles Hosey. I'm a attorney landman at Frost Bank down in San Antonio, Texas. And as she said, I am traditionally oil and gas trained, but as this revolution of new renewable energies hits Texas, I've had to expand my projects due to client demand. Our clients are getting more comfortable with some of these larger projects, including geothermal and pore space projects. And so I've had to adapt my practice of being more oil and gas to the renewable space. Now, my presentation is a little dense. If you have any questions, feel free to shout them out. Stop me in my tracks, and I'll do my best to answer them on the spot. But really, when I first started to think about how I wanted to write the paper and present on this topic, I'm always reminded of a good life lesson that my father, Pete Hosey, partner with Jackson Walker and teaches Texas land titles at St. Mary's, taught me early in my career. And I was very blessed to have a direct line to that type of institutional knowledge. And so I'd be working on some interesting and complex cases that included title and overlapping units and double fractions. And I call him and ask, hey, I read this case. I understand the precedent. I'm writing the opinion, or I'm writing the memo. Is this correct, yes or no? And his response was always, well, what did the title standard say? No, I just need a yes or no. Okay, what did the case say? Okay, and we would go back and forth and we get on the same page, and this happened a couple times, and I finally realized he wasn't being difficult to be difficult. He was teaching me a good life lesson is, the fundamentals of Texas energy law and property rights in Texas are essential for you to understand how this revolution in new development and geothermal and pore space can adapt and be successful. And that being an expert in those fundamentals has served me well, and it makes me a better practitioner. And so in this presentation, I did want to cover the geothermal estate, pore space ownership, the legal friction points, of course, and leave time for some practical considerations at the end. And I attended this conference the past couple days. I think this goes unsaid. What's the big deal with Texas geothermal energy? In Texas, better for worse, this industry is underregulated, which encourages some amount of innovation. And so, of course, the technology has vastly outpaced the law, and that's no surprise. Our clients have seen overlapping industry use cases, CO2 plume geothermal plants. In the Dakotas, they're studying that geologic homogenization conditioning and reuse, and they're actually taking produced water from operators and injecting it into a shallow...